This is a WAMC Sports Report. I'm Elizabeth Hill. In Monday night's NFL matchup, the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Redskins 28-13. Kareem Hunt went unclaimed on NFL waivers 3 days after he was released by the Kansas City Chiefs. The star running back was cut Friday after TMZ released a video showing him pushing and kicking a woman during a February incident at a Cleveland hotel. Police did not charge Hunt with a crime, but the Chiefs released him after being untruthful with them about what happened. Last night on the court, the Cleveland Cavaliers avoided a fourth-quarter collapse and edged the Brooklyn Nets 99-97. And the Washington Wizards beat the New York Knicks 110-107. The New York Mets have acquired longtime star second baseman Robinson Cano and Major League saves leader Edward Diaz from the Seattle Mariners in a seven-player trade. Seattle received outfielder Jay Bruce, reliever Anthony Swarzak, and three prospects. On the ice, the Nashville Predators doubled up the Buffalo Sabres 2-1, and the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the New Jersey Devils 5-1. Tonight, the Bruins take on Florida at 7, the Islanders host Winnipeg at 7, and the Sabres go against Toronto at 7:30. The Philadelphia Flyers have hired Chuck Fletcher as their general manager in hopes that he can resuscitate one of the worst teams in the NHL. Fletcher will replace the fired Ron Hextall. UMass hired Florida State offensive coordinator Walt Bell on Monday as its new head coach. The 34-year-old Bell has been a fast riser in college coaching, going from a graduate assistant at Southern Mississippi to offensive coordinator at two Power 5 schools before the age of 35. UMass has yet to have a winning season since moving to the Football Bowl subdivision in 2012. Bell will be the third coach for the Minutemen since the move. The school parted ways with Mark Whipple last month. UMass was 4-8 last season, its best as an FBS school. In men's college basketball, Vermont topped George Mason 72-67. Tonight, UMass takes on Holy Cross at 7, and Syracuse goes against Northeastern at 6:45. In women's college basketball, UConn takes on St. Louis at 7, and Buffalo faces off against Canisius at 7. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.